I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eating hot dogs is not a sport. You don't get a scholarship for eating dogs.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No, but you do get all eyes on you one day a year, July 4th, about 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All of the country is watching Joey Chestnut eat hot dogs.
Yeah.
Imagine training.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
For one day a year.
What does that look like?
I don't know. Joey Chestnut's a mountain of a man, by the way. He's like 6'5". He's huge.
He wets the... That's cheating already. Let me stop. What? When they wet the buns and dog... No, you gotta go dry. You gotta eat it dry. All the wet... Like, I ain't... It's nasty looking, but it's a thing. You gotta go dry, man.
Yeah.
So listen,
you're getting real close to the edge right now.
I mentioned last segment, our producer Ken put up on the on socials that I said Dre and Steph, I believe, haven't gone to bat for him.
Strong.
But they both individually had the Obama State of the Union presser along with Kerr. And it was pro-Kuminga. Like, he's got to take the keys. Remember, Dre did it. They all did it individually before Jimmy. My thing to you, Evan, and the masses, and what I want to tell Ken about that post is there's context to it. If they thought that Kuminga was getting wronged, they got the power, shout out Stars, to get that overturned and tell Coach Kerr, you need to get him in the starting lineup or he needs to play more. Do you agree with that?
I do.
Because that was my big takeaway.
I do, but I also think that Curry and Draymond have enough respect for Steve Kerr and all that he's accomplished as both a player, an executive, a broadcaster, and a head coach, that they wouldn't. Like, if Steve Kerr made the choice to not play somebody, that those two guys would respect his decision.
And do you think we lived that out last year? And I know it's kind of hard because Kuminga missed the 31 games. And again, I'm one of those guys. This is a reach. I told you and Steiny, had he not got hurt and balled out, would they make the move for Jimmy? Would they have felt as desperate as they had? Because remember, it looked bad. Curry had no space. I'm questioning everything. Being real. But I do wonder, had Kuminga not got hurt, and let's say we saw the best of Kuminga, do they make that move for Butler? And maybe they do. I'm just asking.
I think they still do.
Okay.
Because let's say Kuminga was, you know, he was giving you 25 and you were winning games.
That's right. 25 and 10.
But you still needed to get better.
Yeah.
And the Warriors saw an opportunity to do what the Kings try to do on Thursday or Friday night. They tried to buy low. The Warriors bought low on Jimmy Butler. They got a player in here that really helped them.
Oh, no doubt.
And the consequence of it is it pushed out another guy.
So I told you I was having a conversation with the high-ranking Warrior official.
Now, why does he have to be high-ranking?
Because I don't want to say his name. He low-key.
Well, but
he's a big boy.
It could just be Warriors official. But you threw in high-ranking just, you know, to kind of flex your muscles a little bit.
Because I've never said that on air. They're high ranking, so there you go.
Did it feel good?
It felt real good. But listen, so I'm not putting you on the spot at all, Evan, with my take about
you don't know if they've gotten better.
Hmm? But what if I told you, because the high ranking official mentioned what I said Thursday, our last show together, the Warriors free agency was in February when they got Butler. So does that stun or make you change your assessment on, hey, Goo, I don't know where it's at now, but what if I tell you I think we've forgotten how big of a move it was to get Butler, and that's to suffice all the starving, I want the Warriors to do this and that, and they still may end up with Horford. But don't forget Jimmy.
No. So I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree that you have to, in some way, shape, or form, include Butler in the equation.
Man.
But that's for the team. I view the team as being in a solid spot. But I'm trying to figure out, to your point, how they can get better. And I'm not including Jimmy Butler in that equation because that already happened. They did get better. They are better than they were when they acquired him, which was a game below 500 at the trade deadline.
Man.
But what's the goal here? The goal is to be as competitive as possible.
And get, yeah.
And right now, I'm watching the moves around the West. You can't control that. You can only control what's in your own house. Crickets. Like, there's nothing that's happening in the house. So how are we going to preserve what we have? That's my next concern.
Well, you get a full offseason with Butler. Does that even tickle your fancy at all? Because when I hear it, I'm like, okay, but do you think that's anything?
Well, if they're, like, are you assuming that with Jimmy healthy for a full season?
No doubt. That's across the board.
They were playing at a 62-64 win
that's
pace.
Realistic, E.
64 wins?
Well, no, not 64, but to be a top four seed in the West. 58 wins, 55.
Man,
with
I mean,
Jimmy from the start.
Look, I would love to believe that the Warriors could come in the next season, but that means you got to win 51. Like, you have to be better than you were last year.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do you believe, so you feel like they don't have enough now to accomplish that?
I don't. And if I'm looking at the West, like, to me, they're kind of in, I'm trying to figure out how they can stay in the same place they were last year, which is fighting for the sixth seed, trying to avoid the play-in. And I know that doesn't sound that...
Right, because I want more.
That doesn't sound that sexy. I get it.
Sixth seed? I'm like, they could be a top four, maybe.
But if we're resigned to the fact that they can't improve this roster this offseason, then my goal becomes, how can we preserve where we were?
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For last year, which is a team that got hot at the right time, made a little run, arguably got derailed by injury, caught some fire, and gave the West its best punch. Like, that's kind of... The goal remains the same for me, is to put yourself in a position to make a run. I don't think that includes being a top four seed because the West is so damn competitive. That's the part where, even though I can't control it, I have to open my eyes to the fact that OKC's not going anywhere. Houston was already a two seed and probably got better this offseason.
But you sent them home.
Denver got better this offseason. The Clippers... While they just traded Norman Powell, I think that's going to hurt them.
Yeah,
they're probably going to be about the same. With a full season, what do the Lakers do? They don't scare me just necessarily in a postseason scenario, but they might be competitive. Like, I don't know how the Warriors are going to jump if they were the seventh seed. How are they going to jump 3 to 4 teams
in the
West?
Yeah, a big part of that again, and you could say, "Goo, you're living in the past." Now I understand it, but a big part of that to me is having Jimmy out the gate. Okay. And if you were to add Al Horford, so you go in, so this is me just being proactive, Evan. Pods, Curry, Al, Jimmy, and Dre.
Yeah, I think that's a solid starting five.
Man.
For a 7-game series. Not for an 82-game marathon. Again, we found out this morning that Al Horford does not play back-to-backs. You might want to consider not playing Curry, Draymond, or Jimmy. Back to back.
When that day ever comes, I'll be like, Evan, that's what I talked about. Not a minute. We've been talking about that for 5 years here in the Bay about, oh, this is going to be the year to expect. And barring injury, to Kerr's credit and Steph and Dre, they play like 70 games logged at his age last year.
Curry plays.
Yeah, Curry, yeah. Well, Draymond / suspended. He said as much that he doesn't get up for games, but. I'm just saying he shocked me the year before he got the contract, 65, 70 games.
Well, Jimmy doesn't play that much.
Oh, that was Jimmy.
Draymond in the past, before last season, hasn't played a ton.
Do you think that changes for Jimmy, though, now? Now that the Warriors are where they're at and they got the AARP cards in the mail. No, I'm serious. Like, I think those luxuries afforded to you, Jimmy, they might be done. And we're not saying you're playing 48 for 82 games, but Jimmy's got to know. The jig is up in regard to we brought you here. We expect you to be available, not miss time. But Evan, I'm penciling him in, no injury, 60, 65 games.
I hope you're right. Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan and Vistani with Goo. Marvin, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The real thing missing here is that you have a player who just made the second team all defensive team whose value is never going to be as high as it is today. And if you want to get somebody really good, you got a $28 million cap number you can trade. And it's a player that wants to go to Milwaukee and Michigan State or whatever after his career's over. I think we could make a really good trade if we put Draymond Green into that same trade with Kuminga. And then the Pacers, who just lost their point guard. Boston doesn't have a point guard. There's other teams that are desperate for a point guard. If you package Kuminga, Draymond, and Pajinski, you're going to get a really, really good player. And I was very disappointed. I think they were eating Draymond for lunch in the playoffs. He didn't really, in my opinion, he wasn't what he used to be. And now, because he got that award, his value is as high as it's ever going to be. They would like to have in Detroit, I'm sure, or in Milwaukee, a point guard. And I think that's what you have to do to get somebody that's on a higher level than what they're talking about now. And I think they're trying to pull that kind of a trade off. Would not surprise me if they really are trying to get somebody like Giannis. But I think it's time to trade Draymond, include him in there. Right now they're at a hunt with Kuminga's next contract, the one that he's still on. In other words, it's the year that he's getting $10 million. They're at $168 million. And I don't even think they're over the salary cap if they have the team the way it is now. Last comment: if you put Jimmy Butler on the Warriors at the beginning of last year, they finished out of second place by two games, three games, something like that. So if that's not going to take much for them to do much better this year, having Jimmy Butler. And I think knowing that they need to, what they need to do in terms of other things. The last thing, serious last thing, is Moody and Pajinski both had operations and surgery in the offseason on things that would have affected their shooting in the playoffs because they were struggling in the playoffs. But now we know why. They had surgery on the things that I think affected that. Anyway, that's my take. I would trade Draymond along with Pajinski and Kuminga, and I'm going to get a really good player if I do that.
Thanks, Marvin.
Yeah, good stuff, Marvin.
I'm not sure. I'm not against selling high on Draymond Green. But again, the goal for me this offseason, the whole theme of the show has been, what's the goal? If the goal is to either get better, or really the goal is to prevent getting worse, I don't think that there's a player out there that you could fetch that's better than Draymond. Like, if he's telling me that they could get Giannis and...
Oh,
I'll walk him to the Oakland airport. I'll do that. But, I mean, you just said, like, next year's starting five, Curry, Pajemski, Moody, Jimmy, and Draymond. Or some version of Horford at the five, Dre at the four, Jimmy at the three, Pods and Curry. I think that might be the best you can do. And that, to me, is something that I may not like it, I think I'm going to have to roll with that next season.
No doubt. And, again, I'm being proactive, and I got some bonehead in the 925 saying all Guru does these days is complain. Love you, Goo, but, dude, I'm not complaining. We're looking for a chip. And I'm just telling you, I was disappointed, and we all were, how the Warriors season ended. The Giants didn't make the playoffs, and the Niners were a debacle. And we know injuries had a lot to do with it. I don't need to defend myself, but I am. But, Evan, to Marvin's point, in a perfect world, Marvin, you would trade Dre, and you would get a great player, and you could add some pieces to that package. But in life, Evan, when you become part of a brand, an institution, politics come in play that you've earned that go your way. And Draymond Green is a lifer. He made second-team All-NBA defense. He's not going anywhere. And I get why. But if you were really wanted to get in that lab, Joe Lacob, and make some, I don't want to say unpopular, but some moves that went against the grain, Draymond would open up a spot just for Kuminga. And I would use him in a quick second. Because if Giannis is available, then I believe Lakers would fire in regard to, hey, Draymond, it's been a great ride. But something like that has to be available. But other than that, Dre's going nowhere.
No, I don't think he is. And is like in a perfect world, you'd be able to elevate your young player and demote your older player.
That's called natural.
But I'm going to be honest. If next season you're telling me that Kuminga is going to play over Draymond Green, I think that makes you worse. Is that too strong?
No, it's how you feel. I feel like you're
next
wrong.
Next season, yeah, not in 3 years.
Yeah, but I feel like
next
you're wrong,
season.
Evan. I feel like you're wrong. But, you know, I can't back up me saying that to you because it hasn't happened. And one would say, well, Guru, if the Warriors brass thought that was the best move, it would have naturally happened. And he's not ready.
Well, and Draymond did take a back seat to him for
and did that
five,
speech
six games?
About how Kuminga was, he's ready.
And they didn't win enough. I know it was a
well,
small sample
hurt.
Size.
He got hurt too, Evan. That well, came in a wrong. That was the worst.
That was Draymond coming back, I think, from a minor injury, and he tried to clear a runway for JK. And I know they didn't have Jimmy, but that to me again is not going to make you better. And the biggest fear I have is it makes you worse, and that's why they're kind of stuck. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma.
Tom,
good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, Evan. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing, man?
Hey.
Good, man.
So this is my problem. We sold JK as a hardhead. Curry's even said it. He doesn't listen to me. He won't do what I say. When coaches hear that, they don't want a guy like that that is not a team player. I thought he was worth $15 to $18 million, and nobody's even offering that. Nobody wants him. The only way we're going to get rid of him is somebody's going to give us nothing for him. Now let's talk about Al Horford. Goo, man. I don't know what we expect out of Al Horford. He's going to give us, what, 15 to 18 minutes a night, 11 points a game? That's not going to win even a playoff. We're in a real conundrum this year. Right now, we're not in the playoff. The West got better, much better. I think they got better than they did last year. And now we got to compete with a team that we have nobody else new on this team. We have four. If we get four guys over 35, it'll be the first time in the NBA history anybody's ever done that in the history of the league. So we're in a real conundrum with this team. And if we don't, I don't even know what to say. I don't even think we're going to make it in the play-in, guys. This is how sad I feel about this team. What do you guys think?
Wow, Tom, thanks for the call. Evan, I'm not there. We're forgetting what Jimmy Butler did, and I know you're saying it, and I get it, but what if I told you, I'm going to just flip it on you and people that are a bit pessimistic just on where they're at now. Okay, we get Jimmy for 82 games. Before you go to negative land, anybody out there and talk about can they hold up for the 82? Let's just – they play 82, not all of them, obviously, mm-hmm. Evan. But, man – I don't think it's too far-fetched to think the Warriors couldn't be a third or fourth seed with Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, and then everything around it. And last year, Pods was enough. Moody was enough. But if you keep Kuminga, you add a Al Horford, and every team has to deal with how are we going to survive 82-game season. But, Evan, like, I don't think that's too far-fetched to think they got action.
If they are a top-four seed, I think it's because – their younger players are much, much better than they were last year. Mm. And I just think it's unrealistic to expect Pods to take a massive leap.
Does
or
it need
Moody.
To be massive, though, Evan?
Yes.
Let's just talk about
Pods. To be
Pods.
A top four seed, yes. Because I think that I don't think that their old guys are going to be able to make it through an 82-game schedule and be healthy for the playoffs while they prioritize the regular season. That's what I believe. I hope I'm wrong.
And what's funny about the way that the season ended, if I forget our caller's name, Tom, that mentioned the surgeries for Pods, and I'm not making excuses in Moody, but those are the young guys in the sports. Injuries do happen regardless of your age, but I'm not making any excuses, E, but the bottom line is, if you want to hang your hat, and I haven't, and I won't, on Moody's shooting had something to do with this, whatever was going on, with this digit and Pods being injured, if that's what you want to do, but I'm not.
I might give you that point, except for the fact that we found out after the finals that Jalen Williams, J-Dub, got surgery on his wrist, and he scored 40 points in an NBA Finals game.
And I don't even want the point.
That's like everyone deals with injury, and I realize the surgeries are, I wonder if that happened, if this happened. Unfortunately, the results are the results, and the Warriors got hurt, and they lost. Now, the one thing that I am looking at today that makes me feel for, JK. We got a couple minutes here.
Right. Oh, share this. You hadn't told me.
It would make me feel some kind of way looking at Cam Whitmore if I was Kuminga. He literally has what I want if I'm putting myself in his shoes. He's on a team, was on a team in Houston that he wasn't going to play for. And I know he's the 20th pick, Kuminga was the 7th. But he's an athletic freak looking for some sort of runway. And he gets traded to Washington where there's nobody in his path. The team has zero expectation to win. In fact, might be trying to lose and is going to give you every opportunity to fail and succeed. That to me, like when I read the article about Kuminga saying, I want to be a perennial. I want to see if I can be the main guy. Washington is the perfect team. And you just saw someone else who's a year younger than you, mind you, get put in the exact scenario that you're asking for. That's why I would be waking up on Monday morning feeling some type of way, because I think he is waking up today jealous of Cam Whitmore. That's exactly what he wants. It's not even about the money. It's about situation and role, neither of which are offered on the team that currently is refusing to trade him.
Wow. So let me just rebuttal with this. Anybody that and everybody that just heard, because we got millions listening, everybody just heard you with that take, Evan. Would you call Kuminga selfish because he was yearning to be in D.C. where they're not going anywhere, but it would give him the opportunity to put up numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Washington, D.C. is like a utopia.
Right, right.
But a situation like that, yeah, I don't think that's selfish.
Okay.
I think that's being human.
Right, and I was just asking because I kind of was like, man, he's already got a ring. But on the flip side, and you kind of checked me during the break, is that not worse than Pods and Moody, who I like, making more contributions on this team and getting more minutes than Jonathan Kuminga, something you got to watch every day? But you checked me on Goo, and you're right, to a degree, they're different positions. But I don't know, Evan. I think that might make that worse than Cam Whitmore getting that opportunity as opposed to me living the life of watching two guys, and I ain't set tripping making these pit these guys against each other, but he is the most talented basketball player between the three, and he's the one getting DNPs. He's the one that, you know, was watching Pods and Moody, you know, kind of make more contributions than him. That, I think, wouldn't sit well with me more than the Whitmore.
Well,
if I'm Kuminga.
Well, they're different players.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I look at Whitmore. So everybody likes to bring up Kuminga's per 36 numbers, right? No, per 36, if he plays, he averages, 22, 7, and 3.
All right.
On, 45-plus percent shooting. You know what Cam Whitmore averages per 36?
Now, this is awesome for you. 26.
He averages 22, 7, and 2 on 46% shooting from the floor. And he also shot it better from 3 last year than JK. The only thing that Whitmore hasn't had is opportunity. And I'm looking at these two players, and that's why I do feel for him today, because Kuminga's probably like, oh my God, this guy's going to get the opportunity I want.
Wow.
And I've been waiting for it for a couple of years, and he gets traded after year 2. Because Houston can't use him.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between Golden State and the Houston Rockets right now, is the Rockets can afford to trade Cam Whitmore, who's, relatively speaking, a project, for 2 second-round picks. The Warriors looked at an offer last week that involved 2 second-round picks and said, how can we possibly accept that? Yeah, because they can't afford to give him up for nothing. They can't.
No, and I hope they don't. And that's where I'm at, Evan. That's why I want him back in the jersey. If it's just one more year, let's do it.
And from the 415, did the Wizards call about JK? Probably. I think most teams have called to ask if they can buy low on him. But that's because the Warriors, and I think Kuminga as well, are at an impasse. Mm-hmm. All right, one thing on the other side I do want to get into, and we'll continue to take your calls at 888-957-9570. But this idea of a big offseason in the NBA, not for the Warriors, a little bit for the Warriors, it's been underwhelming, but has it delivered? Like this big offseason that everybody's been talking about on the heels of Luka and Jimmy and this big trade, has it really been that big?
I love this.
I want to get to the bottom of this. Coming up today at 4:30 p.m., the Valkyries take on the Atlanta Dream. Tiffany Hayes' old team, by the way. And you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX pregame starting at 4 o'clock. Evan Gittings, Informat Steinmetz, Gerald the Groover Johnson. We're back after this.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.